Welcome to part 3 of Success Secrets, where 20 guests give their answers to our burning question number 8. What is the characteristic or habit that differentiates successful people from those who remain average? Our first guest is Tiffany Cheng from episode 216.
I can give you the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That is, as you know, that our brain are not designed for success. It's designed mm-hmm. for survival. Mm-hmm. So the people in the top of the game, whatever that is, they are able to control their own brain. And the people who are not, they become the slave of their brain. Mm-hmm. So what do I mean? Our brain doesn't like self-doubt. It doesn't, whenever you want to do something risky, it doesn't like us to take this risk and feel the anxieties and uncomfortable feelings. So our brain will tell us it's better to not do it because it's designed to keep us safe, to keep us alive. And the people who are more successful, they are able to say, no, I want to do it, and it's okay to not feel satisfied right now, but later on I will. That includes sacrifices for the current situation. It can be also be for anyone who is very successful in the sports, the same. You don't develop muscles by working out one day. It takes years of work, but they do that. If they wake up at 4 every morning, that's every day. The brain doesn't like it. The brain likes to sleep longer. So the people who are successful more, they are able to take over control and not let their brain autopilot. And that means they can handle the delayed gratification. There's a study show that for the drug addict, if you ask them, what's your next, what's your timeline? They think everything in 4 days. And if you ask anyone who is not an entrepreneur, they can be a corporate employee. They think about 4 years. But when you ask about this question to an entrepreneur, they think in 10 years. They think about Elon Musk. He's already thinking 100 years mm-hmm. later, right? So that is the big difference.
Peter Christian from episode 217, talking about confidence, perseverance, and determination.
I think that it's funny. I was just writing about that. I wrote an article on success today. It's the next article that'll be coming out, and about people that are successful versus not. And the ones who are, they have confidence in themselves and their decisions. Not everybody does. They're always questioning their decisions. There's perseverance, all right? When they hit the bump in the road, guess what? They go around it or they go over it, but they don't stop and go, oh, I can't go any further because there's this bump in the road and I've got to stop, okay? When things go wrong, and they will in everybody's life and in every way, shape, or form, it doesn't stop them. They go, oh, that's one more thing I have to overcome. Okay, I got that out of the way. Now I can continue doing what I'm doing. I think those types of things, all right? And the people who are very successful, I watch shows on TV, on History Channel, about the things that made America great, whether it's food or industry or toys or whatever. And you notice a lot of those people, they started not at the top of their game. In fact, a lot of them lost their jobs or they had failed at something else. But they had something in mind and they didn't let go of it. They were determined and they knew that what they were thinking about was right. They might not know the right way to get there, but they were determined to. And John D. Rockefeller was one. Andrew Carnegie was another one. You can go down again, the line of history of successful people. They all had failures in their life. And guess what? It didn't stop them. They kept going. Right. And that's why they were successful. And that's why we hear their names today. And that's why they write books about them and so forth. Not everybody is like that. That's just the way it is. But the successful ones are.
Starlight Mundy from episode 218, talking about destiny and outside of your comfort zone.
I think one of the, this might be part of my personality. I don't know. I'm going to tell a little tiny story if you'll allow me to indulge myself.
Sure.
When I was little, I lived at the top of this hill. We're saying like three and a half years old. And we lived at the top of the hill and there was this very steep hill. And at the bottom of the hill, there was a freeway. And there was lots of forest between where we lived and the freeway. And at 3 years old, my mom told me, don't go down the hill. Obviously, there's a freeway down at the bottom. That would be dangerous. A little three-year-old getting lost in the woods. But in my three-year-old mind, the reason my mom told me not to go into the forest was because there were lions there. And I couldn't bear the idea that I might run into a lion and could convince it to be my friend. And so I'm James Bonding myself down this little mountain, jumping behind trees, looking around, going, oh my God, what if I see a lion? I know, what if I see a lion? Well, it could eat me or it could be my friend. And I feel like that's a really characteristic mindset around entrepreneurship that is, there's lions, baby. It's going to be scary. Are you going to go down the mountain anyways? Are you going to face the trouble? Are you going to step out of your comfort zone? Are you going to let imposter syndrome hold you back? Or are you going to realize that every stage of your growth is going to confront you with uncomfortable feelings, with fears, with comparison paralysis, with all of these obstacles? We're all human beings, successful or no. We're all running into our little brain meat bodies, finding excuses to keep us from stepping outside of our comfort zone. And the people who simply accept the reality that outside of my comfort zone is my destiny, those people have a completely different experience in their business, because the typical obstacles that we build inside of our own mind simply cease to be obstacles, because I don't care, man. I'm going to go find lions, whether it eats me or not.
Now we have Samantha Stone from our premium episode number 6, talking about constant goal setting.
I do think it's complicated, but I do think there's a couple of things that have been successful for me. And I've observed in a lot of people that find success and balance, which I, you know, we often think success equals financial success. And that certainly has been part of my success, but it's not the only thing. When I founded my own business, a big part of my mission was to make as much money as I made before, but to live a much more contented life. And and in fact, I make more money than I made before and live a much more contented life. So those things can happen. But as my children are now becoming adults, I don't actually need to make as much money as I made before. I can dedicate myself to other things. Not that I'm willing to give up a paycheck. Let's not get crazy, but we look at what success means for us. And I think there's two things that I've seen. One is constant goal setting. Right kinds of goal setting is really instrumental to whether you're an individual person or an organization and want to create behavior and kind of things. So I think goal setting is something we don't spend enough time on. We go, oh, there's a revenue number. That's our goal. But it's way more complex than that and way more opportunity than that. The other thing is something that I practice a lot, which is being uncomfortable. If you want to be successful in today's world, you have to be good at getting uncomfortable. And one of the ways that I did that to support my professional life was something I actually do in my personal life. So every year, and I've now done this for many, many years, is I take on a new hobby. And my goal in taking on the new hobby is not to master any new skill. In fact, I'm truly terrible at most of the hobbies that I take on. But that is, in fact, the point. The point is to be uncomfortable doing something new and to continue to be learning something new, even if I never master it. And that has served me well.
Christine Eccleston from episode 232, talking about resilience and perseverance.
Oh, you know, the first thing that came to my mind when you were asking me that question is this concept of resiliency and perseverance. And I think that it is a big thing. And I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to get on a soapbox for just a second.
Sure. Please do.
And I think it's more so because of what I'm seeing in a lot of youth. And when I say youth, I mean even college students. So students who are going to be entering the workforce. And I think for the last generation or so, I have noticed this trend. And it does start with parenting. And I will say this before anyone gets angry with me. I do think it comes from a place of love. I am a parent myself. So I think parents are always coming from a place of love. And when your child hurts, you hurt. And you want to stop that hurt in your child. But what I've noticed in parents is that instead of allowing your child to sit with frustration, to sit with hurt, to sit with having to deal with anything that they didn't like or wasn't, you know, something that made them happy, we're trying to swoop in and we're trying to fix it. We're trying to swoop in. You don't like this teacher at school. I'm going to call up that school and I'm going to get you pulled out of that class. You didn't get an award that I think you should have won. I'm going to call somebody up and I'm going to, we're constantly trying to save our children from having to deal mm-hmm. with these, you know, these prickly feelings that we've all mm-hmm. had them at some point in our life, or we all had them when we were children, you know, those feelings of being disappointed, not getting picked, not making a team, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And it hurts. It stings. It doesn't feel great. And I think the last couple generations of parents have, you know, for whatever reason, those feelings have stuck out very strongly in their mind, and they've worked really hard to try and prevent that for their children having to feel that. And I get it. It comes from a place of love. So I'm not pointing mm-hmm. fingers or getting angry with anyone. But what ends up happening is you end up with children who are now young adults who don't have that perseverance, mm-hmm. who don't have that mm-hmm. resiliency. As soon as something becomes uncomfortable or it gets tough, it's just, I'm going to quit. I'm going to wash my hands. I'm not going to deal with it. And sometimes it can even result in long-term consequences of people who have a breakup and they don't know how to deal with it. And then it mm-hmm. ends up in a suicidal ideation is how I'll phrase it. And I think it's because that perseverance and that resiliency hasn't been instilled. And so I think people who go on to achieve great things, people who are successful mm-hmm. and can push, are the people who can sit with those uncomfortable feelings and then pull up their bootstraps and push through it and go, but I'm going to keep pushing and I'm going to go on to the next mm-hmm. thing. This is a failure. That's okay. There was a learning lesson to get out of this. I now know not how to do something. And now I'm going to go and do it a different way, but I'm going to keep going. But I think as long as we prevent our children from ever having to deal with those feelings of discomfort, we're going to be taking away their ability to essentially hone or develop those skills. And that's what's going mm-hmm. to prevent them in the future right. as adults from being able to push through and find that long-term success.
Event organizer Shay Wheat from episode 211, and she believes we should be constantly working on ourselves.
I feel as entrepreneurs, we have this fire and desire within like our gut and our soul mm-hmm. Where we are constantly working on ourselves. A lot of us are in the businesses that we're in because we did something that we needed to quote unquote fix within ourselves in mm-hmm. order to figure out because we wanted to work on it. Right. Yeah. So a lot of our entrepreneurs that we work with, they're all great in personal development. They're always working on themselves. They're always looking at how do I do this differently? How do I do this better? How do I be of service? That's a big piece of it too. Yep. It's not all about them. It's all about being of service and knowing that when you send out love, when you send out to give, it comes back to you tenfold. Mm-hmm. And I think those are intrinsic to the inside of a very successful entrepreneur is whether or not you do business with me. If I pour into you, I know that it'll come back to me tenfold. I'm not expecting it to, but I just know, like I know that it will come back to me. And I'm okay with that.
Sarah Roach Lewis from episode 212, talking about taking action.
I think that action and mm-hmm. a willingness to move and a willingness to make mistakes in public. Yeah. So that whole idea around done is better than perfect. And so when you operate under done is better than perfect, that means you make imperfect action. And I think that's what builds successful businesses and successful people.
All the way from Australia, filmmaker and video expert Chris Schwager, talking about discipline.
Yeah, I looked at this question and I was like, all right, what's the measure of success? Like, we could go in this so many different directions here, you know, because for someone doing a crappy video but overcoming their fear of presenting and they're really happy with what they've, you know, done, and people are on there supporting them and commenting and saying, well done, and we know what a big, you know, hurdle that was for you. That's a successful sure, activity, sure. isn't it? Like, you know, but here's my short answer. Discipline. You know, just like, it's so easy to get led astray. The one of the biggest things, I guess, after the tech is people getting busy, and it's just like on the back burner. That's it. So I got a law firm in Melbourne, for instance, they deployed the DIY Desktop Studio. We appointed a champion. They were basically there to run the equipment and support the lawyers that were going to come in and do their bits to camera and go out. So they didn't really need to know too much. They didn't just need to present their topic and away they go. But I realized after 9 months, they produced 1 2-minute video. And I said, wow. 1 2-minute video.
Yeah.
And so I said, look, what happened? You know, what's going on? And they're like, oh, we got busy. And we edited the video ourselves, which took us, you know, 6 hours. And I was like, right. Now, you guys are about $500 an hour, right? Like, is that the best use of your time?
Yeah. Dr. Pat Ballone, episode 215, talking about belief and action.
I think it's pretty simple. I mean, in a way, the concept is simple, like belief, desire, expectation, and persistence.
Belief, desire.
Mm-hmm. And action.
Oh.
And action, you know? Yeah.
Because you could aspire for something, but if you're not inspired and inspired so much that you want to take action and or motivated to take that action. So, you know, you have to believe it. You know, you have to desire it. And the desire has to be, you know, ignited somehow, some way, you know, and then you have to expect it. Because if you don't expect it, you know, when I went in to take exams when I was in school, I thought I'm never going to pass chiropractic school. And then I decided to go study acupuncture and get, you know, a master's and my doctorate in acupuncture. And I studied in Mandarin. I came out totally burned out from that one, you know, but I just thought before I would take an exam, I would, you know, talk to myself all the way when I was going to take the exam because I already studied, you know, so I deserve to pass this test with flying colors. There's no question that they can ask me that I will not know the answer to. Cool. And one of the things that, you know, people have to get their common sense back on. Mm-hmm. That'd be the number five part of that, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. what I see is I see a lot of people not being able to put right side to left side, you know, and having the ability to make sense of whatever the challenge is, mm-hmm. you know, or you want to drive across town, you always make a decision about which way you want to go, you know, and what's the most simplest, easy, fastest way to get there, you know, then you want to be able to do that so you can get unstuck, so you can do the rest of your day expeditiously, mm-hmm. right. you know, and so what, and that mindset part of that being so solid that, you know, I can, I will, I must. And then so it's like, and when you don't, you kind of go like, okay, so what could I have done better? So instead of saying, screw it, I'm going to quit. It's just like, you're like, what is it that I could have done better? What did I learn from this?
Yeah. Airtable expert Jess Kotzer from episode 219 talking about adaptability.
I think it's a little complicated, but I think lifelong students, you know, people who consider themselves lifelong students are going to be more adaptable when mm-hmm. things do change, and things are changing really fast. So keep learning, keep Googling or ChatGPTing for answers so that you can keep growing as technology grows.
Excellent answer.
Oh, very good answer. Irina Podobnaya from episode 220 talking about grit and dedication.
Yeah, that's a loaded question. I think from my personal experience, the most common traits between all the people who become successful is relentless dedication or grit. Because if you stick around with the same stuff that you are doing for long enough, you typically get results. A lot of people, they just give up when it becomes too hard. Mm-hmm. But if you just continue going, you will see how slim the amount of people is that actually stuck with that idea to the very end.
Right.
I understand that sometimes, like, everyone is talking about, like, product market fit, like, the trends, the industry. But some businesses, they exist for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. And they're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And they're still there.
Yeah.
So just not to become obsolete, it's important. It's important to adjust to the current requirements or like the changing environment. But still, if you are out of the business altogether and you're starting a different idea, you will start from ground zero. This is Yeah, this is what a lot of like wannabe-preneurs, they don't understand that like every time you're chasing another shiny object, you are going to be starting with zero in that specific new industry. And then when it becomes hard, you will like, oh my God, another dud, like another project that's not going to work. And then you're just going to start another one. And the excitement goes like,
That's right, that's right. From India, writing coach and publisher Rebecca Vijay from episode 221.
Well, I'd like to say that successful people have big visions. Mm-hmm. And they work at achieving them no matter what the naysayers say. You know, you would know this quote by Norman Peale, shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
That's right. So,
you know, if you set lower bars, then, you know, you'll be satisfied with achieving them. But if you set really high targets, and even if you miss, you'll at least reach somewhere much higher than what you would have otherwise have reached. Like with our last anthology, we were looking at hitting the USA Today bestseller list. But unfortunately, it went on a hiatus that very week in December. But we debuted on Wall Street Journal bestseller list at number 4. And it was the number 1 book on the entire Barnes & Noble's ebook store. And it also, you know, touched multiple number 1s on Amazon, crossing Stephen King's books and Colleen Hoover's as well. So, you know, like aim higher. That's the thing that successful people do.
Our cowboy philosopher, Robert A. Wilson from episode 292.
It's just an FO attitude. They told society to F off.
Yeah.
That's basically all it is.
Good one. I like that. Oh, that's lovely. Yes, thank you.
Oh, and they did one other thing. They kept their eye on their Dreamer's Prize, and they told the rest of the world to mind your own freaking business.
Yeah. Ashley Sang, episode 223, See the World Differently.
Yeah, I have found that for entrepreneurs, for visionaries, for people who really make their mark in this world, it is the fact that they see the world differently than everyone else. The fact that they question the status quo and that they are deeply committed to making purposeful progress toward whatever change they want to see. I have a whole podcast called Purpose and Progress, specifically around that idea of entrepreneurship is really an exploration. It is a journey. It is a manifestation of the change you want to see in this world. And so I think those characteristics are really what set people apart, and specifically successful entrepreneurs.
Drew Donaldson, episode 225, Positivity, Compassion, and Politeness.
I think two things pop into my head. I'll give you three things. Positivity, compassion, and politeness. You could also rephrase that as respect.
Respect.
People that lack these three things don't go very far in life, right? And even if you lack one of them, you don't go very far, right?
Sure.
Someone that's rude, someone that doesn't show up to calls, someone who's late for appointments, they stop getting invited to parties. You know, like people stop wanting to engage with that person. People stop calling them to go and fix their sink because it's like, man, this guy's late again. Like he dropped the ball again. Compassion's the other thing. You know, in the big box era, a lot of small businesses thought that speed and efficiency trumped customer service. And it was the biggest mistake small business owners could ever make, because the only place left in the market for a small business owner is personalized customer service. Because you'll never beat Walmart's pricing. You'll never beat Amazon's pricing. You'll never beat any of the big boys on pricing or service or speed. Pricing or speed. The only thing you can beat them on is service.
Right.
And the third one, we covered compassion, respect. What was the first one I said?
Positivity.
Yes. If you can't get, if you can't live the happy warrior life, it is almost impossible to succeed, because you are going to get kicked down again and again and again, because that's the entrepreneur's journey.
Jean Omlo from episode 226, and her tip is don't miss a beat.
I'll give you one.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing highly successful people don't miss a beat. They don't go, oh, they are not like a small boat at the mercy of the raging ocean waves. They have an anchor. So they're not, you know, they have an anchor, and they're a small boat, but there's an anchor, and they're not just being thrashed around. Yes, it is processing things immediately, like processing, you know, this happened, but I'm not going to be a victim. This happened, but I'm not going to do overwhelm. This happened, but I'm going to get myself in and out of that anxiety. So I would say the one characteristic is they don't go into stuff. They don't go into, oh, I'm going to talk myself off a ledge. They don't go into, oh, that's so depressing, I'm going to be depressed. They don't go into, oh, I'm so anxious, I'm overwhelmed, I'm burnt out, all that. They just go, yep, happened, now what? Process. And I think really successful people have mechanisms, and I have certain things I do to process all that, to stay on track and not get thrown again, like a small boat at the mercy of the ocean waves. That's how average people are. They are at the mercy. Mm-hmm. They have enough personal power. They're sure stuff happens. Sure, we're going to be in grief if somebody passes away. Absolutely. However, if something happens, I don't go, oh my gosh, now I'm going to spend 3 weeks being depressed and anxious and process, you know, the whole processing things people go, I'm just going to process that. Why take so long to process it? Successful people just go, that happened. Okay, now what? That happened. I'm going to do my quick process. Going to get back on track. And one of my things is I walk in the morning, and when something happens, I'm just going to get back on track before I start my day. Because pretty, you know, we all have bad stuff happen. Like, oh, yeah. You know, stuff happening. So it's that ability to not cave in to, you know, to remove all fear. I have a note here. Remove all fear, doubt, anxiety, resentment, anger, depression, sadness, and guilt. Just remove it all.
Sean Sunderland from episode 227, and his suggestion is to interrupt negative thought patterns.
Yeah, I think that's a loaded question for sure. I think the one thing that I would really kind of point out is the people that can interrupt the negative thought patterns and get beyond those thoughts, the people that are practicing a really strong mindset. All of us, no matter who we are, when we enter a business or we enter a challenge, you know, there's some kind of thought that might come into place that can either bring us down, or we can cut that thought out and replace it with a positive thought that we can accomplish things. So coming in with that strong mindset that we are limitless beings. We only put the limitations on ourselves by the limiting beliefs that we allow to come into our being. So, I mean, if we can interrupt those and actually replace them with solid beliefs about ourselves, you can overcome any challenge. You know, the one other thing that I would say that to listeners is, like, you know, really finding that deep appreciation for yourself to stand into your power is the biggest beneficial piece that you can have when operating your business. People can tell when you're allowing insecurities come through. And if you can kind of find that love and compassion for yourself and that patience, you know, people will really resonate with that when they're speaking with you.
Now from episode 229, business expert from the UK, Phil Fraser, and his advice, just do it.
The one thing I always tell everybody is JFDI. Just do it, because what inevitably will happen is do all your research and your analysis and all that sort of stuff, and if your gut, and I always say follow your gut, if your gut says I think this is the right way to go, I would say do it. And I'd say that for a couple of reasons. One, if you don't do it, all you'll do is chew yourself up thinking, oh, what if I'd done that, and it will always still be there in the back of your head. And if you do it, A, you're going to be more passionate about it because you really believe your gut's telling you this is the right way to do this. You know, you'll drive through walls to prove it's going to be right. But if you don't do it, if you do it and it doesn't work, hey, you did it and you were wrong and you learn from it and you move on. So absolutely. I always say to people, yeah, go for it. And the other thing sort of layered on top of that is at the end of the day, most of us are not doing anything that's going to kill anybody or brain surgery or anything really, really important. You know,
sure.
If it really, really goes badly, what's the worst that could happen? You know, it doesn't work. Get yourself a job. There's thousands of jobs out there. And you know, if you're good enough and smart enough to have the brains and the balls to set up a business in the first time, an employer will love you anyway. So the upside versus the downside is just go for it. Give it a go. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, learn from it and then do it again and do it again. Or just go, do you know what? Hey, I'm not cut out to do this. I'll get a job.
Sure. Right. No, good. Very good advice. And tied in with that is if you adopt that, just do it. You take action, right? Too many people come up with good ideas and the ideas die because they don't just do it. They leave it.
Exactly.
Oh, we've all, I mean, you know, I this happened to me. I've seen an idea in a newspaper or magazine it was, and I thought, that was my idea. I thought of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it's still up here. It's still up here. I didn't do anything about it.
Right. Well,
Tom Jacobs from episode 234, talking about having an abundance mindset.
No, I think it's comes down to the mindset of scarcity versus abundance. And if you're running through, you know, scarcity mindset, and I've been totally guilty of it in the past, that you make decisions based on fear. And basing decisions on fear is never a good place to be. And if you, and this is kind of the story of my life, the abundance is, you know, these opportunities present themselves. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, I'd love to hang out with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. And, oh, you own a restaurant and this is your restaurant. You opened up at 3 o'clock in the morning for us. And we're having this fabulous meal, like with all these people that I just met in Thailand. This is amazing. It's a true story. You know, you just say yes to opportunities and you'll be so amazed at what is possible in everything that you do.
And rounding off this episode of Success Secrets is Crunch Ranjani from episode 235, talking about showing up as yourself.
I would say it's probably more complicated, but I think speaking to like business success, I think for a lot of business owners that I know, like being able to show up as themselves for their businesses, especially if they're small business owners where their clients have very close interactions with them. And, you know, they have these deep relationships with their clients, right? Their clients know them, they like them. They I think at that point, being able to get that glimpse into, you know, the person's personal life or, you know, whatever else is going on in your life. Like you're not just the person who runs this business. You're also a parent. You are, I don't know, you enjoy taking walks, you enjoy cooking, you enjoy like a multitude of different things. And I think when we show up with the multitudes that make up ourselves in our businesses, that's how you find success, because that way you can, I mean, it personalizes the business for other people, right? Then it humanizes the business.
Humanizes, like sure.
We're not just working with like Nike, that's a giant corporation, and we don't really care about Terry from marketing who's sending us an email. We're working with Peter, you know, who is interested in books and who's interested in going to the countryside or whatever. And we know these things about them. And therefore, like, I think those relationships flourish and then your business flourishes and also like the rest of your life. So I think trying to not, you know, like put up those barriers between your lives. Obviously, like boundaries are important, but, you know, not having that separation of work and life in that sense of, you know, like my clients should never know if I'm having a bad day.